know, about the pay freeze and the budget cuts and all of these other things that are going on with your benefits. And some of those things are maybe taking away from the allure that federal jobs once had. Tim McManus, the Vice President of Education and Outreach at the Partnership for Public Service, is talking about some of the things that agencies, including yours, can do to inspire students, young people who are coming out of school and looking for a career, to choose federal service as a career. It's something that they've been involved with for a long time. And Tim, talking about this before the Senate Homeland Security and Governmental Affairs Committee, and it's good to talk to you, Tim. You looked good on the web stream. It was pretty cool to see you sitting at the table and giving your testimony.
Pretty cool to be sitting at the table too. Glad that I look good as well.
I have to ask you. This is just a geeky type question because I'm into this kind of thing. What do you do to prepare to do that? To go before a Senate committee like that? And did you get nervous when you were about to do your thing?
Actually, did get nervous. The preparation, you know, a lot of the preparation comes, I think, Francis, in just knowing what clearly knowing what you want to say, and understanding and really having a grasp of the information. I think that's probably most important. And I think, you know, that not only holds for me, but that holds for a lot of other folks as well. Clearly, you know, I also did do a little practicing at the dining room table at home, too, to be honest. But
I'm sure you're not the first person to do that. The recommendations that you have in your testimony, which we'll link up at federalnewsradio.com, I think were pretty insightful. I'd like to ask you about a couple elements of the recommendations that you made. One of them was to hold agency leaders accountable for recruiting, hiring, and developing talent. Tell me about the accountability that you see in place now and what's a reasonable level of it. We don't want there to be not enough, and we also don't want there to be too much where people are afraid to make moves.
Yeah, absolutely. One of the things that's interesting, I think, Francis, in this discussion about hiring and recruiting is sometimes we get caught up simply in you know, it's the process. How do we do it well on campuses, and, you know, or how do we reach veterans well, or how do we reach this group or that group well? And one of the things that I think we actually don't put enough emphasis on is actually holding managers accountable for actions as well. And part of that just simply starts with ensuring that managers are actually see agency leadership as a whole, that they actually see recruiting and hiring as a priority. If this is kind of a secondary thing that, yeah, you know what, it's more important simply to get a butt in the seat, that's what we need.
Mm-hmm.
We're always going to kind of struggle with getting the right talent into government. So I think, you know, one of the things that I said before this the subcommittee was OPM's actually put in place, through the administration's hiring reform efforts, a set of data already that they're actually requiring people to agencies to collect and to look at. So they're asking agencies to take a look at time to hire. You know what, though? It's not enough for your agency simply to look at time to hire. You really have to and say, yeah, we've met 80 days or we haven't met 80 days, or it takes us 105 days or it takes us 30 days or whatever that number is. That's not enough. So what we're really advocating is, you know, agencies need to roll up their sleeves a little bit and understand what that data really means. So, for instance, if you look at time to hire, I would bet that if you're hiring an internal candidate, somebody internal to government, I would suspect that it's probably going to take you less time to hire that person than it is somebody externally.
Would seem to be reasonable, yeah.
So if you're looking at time to hire in an aggregate and saying, you know, in the aggregate we want to try to get to an average of 80 days across government, and it only takes you 20 days to hire somebody internally, what does that mean for that person that you're trying to hire externally? You do the math.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not the math whiz here, but, you know, it means that it's well over 80 days.
Yeah.
So, you know, look at it from there and then say, okay, so why is that happening? Or is there a particular office? Does it take us longer to bring in cybersecurity specialists than it does to bring in budget analysts? If the answer is yes, why is that? Is it because somebody's sitting on resumes, or is it because it's those types of jobs are so much more complex and the assessment process that we have to do for them takes a lot longer? So you can begin to unwind what the issues are. Again, time to hire, I just focused on, but we can't in general across government only focus on time to hire. we can bring everybody in here in 20 days, and maybe, or maybe we can't, but, you know, let's say we bring everybody in here in 20 days. That doesn't mean anything about the quality of applicants.
Yeah.
So there's two other pieces that we've actually said, you know, agencies really need to pay attention to as well. One is applicant satisfaction with the process. Again, if the process turns somebody off, they're likely to bail out at some point in the process. Ultimately, what does that mean? It means that you're going to lose or potentially lose some quality people in that. And then the third piece, which is probably one of the most significant factors as well, is manager satisfaction with both the applicant pool and with their new hires. Again, does the hiring manager feel like the quality of the applicant pool is good? If they do, that actually probably bodes pretty well for the people that they're hiring. So again, if you look at all of those three things, it's going to paint a pretty good picture of how you're doing on your recruitment and your hiring processes.
I'm almost out of time, Tim, but I wanted to ask you about another recommendation that you made at this hearing, and that is the talking about the Federal Internship Improvement Act. Where do we stand in interns in the minute or so that we have left, and where would you like to see the agencies be able to go?
Yeah, I think the key with internships, and hopefully there'll be more on the internship program through the pathways regulations from the executive order issued the end of December. But ultimately, you know, agencies need to really use interns strategically as long-term pipelines for their entry-level talent. And one of the things that we advocated for is that really OPM and Congress and agencies actually have to recognize that there's really no better assessment tool than internships. You see them perform on the job, no better assessment than that. And consequently, internships really ought to serve as a competitive examination for future employment.
Thanks for the input, Tim, and nice job in the testimony, and it's great to talk to you as always.
Always great to talk to you, Francis.